Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Right it goes, they score! Off the faceoff, it came right to Ovechkin, who blasted one home. Dubois walks out in front, down low, Chychrun scores! Jacob Chychrun!
Their 50th anniversary season in 2025, they're going on a round two to face Carolina.
Moving in, Bennett shoots, score! Bennett out of the box, into the back of the net to give the Panthers the lead back.
The Florida Panthers advance to round number two, eliminating the Tampa Bay Lightning in five with a 6-3 win.
Centering pass, Kyle Connor dishes, shooting, Nebraska goal, score!
The Winnipeg Whiteout once again leads the Jets to victory on home ice.
Still one of the more ridiculous things in modern-day sports, wearing white when your home team is not actually wearing white. But anyway, here we go with Sabres Live. And what now, based on the results of last night and what questions maybe asking, you know, teams asking of themselves at this point in time based on moving on or not exactly moving out, but moving out of the tournament, so to speak.
I will answer this, but I talked to Kevin Sawyer, who does the Jets broadcast for TSN yesterday, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. Why wouldn't the Jets come out with white jerseys just to, like, surprise? Like, they need to. I'm like, number one, teams need to wear white at homes, but the whiteout, Quebec City used to do a whiteout. It was awesome, but your team was wearing white. Mm-hmm. The Jets used to wear white, you know, back then at home. So the whiteout was great. Now it looks weird. You're like almost supporting the St. Louis Blues in their quest to, like, beat your team. So anyway, he said, I couldn't agree more. Oh, and it has been discussed in Winnipeg, actually, to try to request to wear white at home.
What do you mean try? Like, who hasn't submitted this request for the last 6 years?
I think
years?
They may have, like, but I don't know if the league has allowed it.
Marty, going with what we often say, not even going to lie, I got tricked last night out of the corner of my eye when the first goal happened. I'm like, oh, Blues are up. And then I was like, oh, no, they're not.
The Jets.
Because of the dark jersey. And I was like, okay, this needs to stop.
Yes, it needs to stop. It would be so much better. And it would generate so much more buzz, I think, exactly. If you came out with white jerseys. Yeah. And I get it. Look, what's the Carolina owner? He, like, doesn't care. Yeah, yep. He's like, I don't like the red jerseys. We're wearing black, right? Yep. Because technically the red is their home jerseys. Now I'm wearing black jerseys. I don't like the red jersey. I think the Blues looked like the home team in that game last night. Although, despite the fact that the Jets we're the better team. And we have Darren Dreger coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the Jets Blues series because there was some coaches' comments after the game. There was some high hits. There was some physicality in that game. So let's put that one on the back burner because we'll talk about it with Dregs when he appears. To answer your question, to me, the biggest...
What now
from last night?
Tampa Bay.
Like the Montreal Canadiens, you know what now. They played over expectation. They achieved something that they thought maybe they were going to achieve next year. Made the playoffs. You lose in five, but you were in every game. You lost Samuel Montembeau. You know what you need to fix. Like, okay, good. Like, that's a good step. Mm-hmm. Everybody that Detroit, Buffalo, whatever, would take that step. They'd say, I'd take losing in five to the best team in the East. Like, that to me is fine. So we know what Montreal is about. We know what they're going to do moving forward. Tampa is different. Tampa, now for 24 hours, there was already Larry Brooks. John Cooper could leave Tampa Bay to go
Not
to
his
Utah.
Idea, by the way. It was written no. about in the last 2 days that I've read twice. So
yeah. I heard it too on Jeff Merrick and Greg Rosinski podcast. And there was, but I singled that out because that's the first one I had seen it. And then I saw that there was other places. But the idea that John Cooper, who signed a one-year extension that is for next season, could potentially leave Tampa to go to Utah, which means that Andre Tourigny would be out as a coach in Utah. Maybe the Utah Hockey Club is looking at how can we make our team better. And with all this coaching turnaround, there's coaches available. And now maybe Ryan Smith, the owner of the Utah Hockey Club, is like, my buddy John Cooper, maybe he wants to change the scenery. Like, okay, I don't know. I thought John Cooper was going to be at Lightning for a lot longer. But when there's rumors that go around and the fact that the Lightning lost in five to their cross-state rivals, mm-hmm. That could put the heat on Tampa to change some things, and maybe it comes in the change of a coach.
Well, they didn't just lose. They've been losing to their rival. That's the problem. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but I don't see a way out of that anytime soon. Remember towards the end of the regular season, we did one-timers at the end of the pregame show, and I asked you specifically about the Atlantic teams, i.e. Florida, Tampa, and you were all in on Tampa. And yep. I unapologetically looked at you probably the wrong way and said, like, you want to rethink that answer? So I've obviously... And
Florida wasn't giving anybody a reason to believe in them, though, at that time. Florida was kind of falling off the pace of Toronto and Tampa.
They'd never had Brad in the lineup. That's the thing. And
Tkachuk.
Well... But we've seen Tkachuk in the lineup. He's been the team. We'd never seen Brad Marchand in the mix. And obviously, he was a huge reason last night and in the series that they won. They have...
Yeah.
They're going to be that team for a long time that is able to just meander through the regular season, do what has to be done, and flip the switch. Of that, I have no doubt. Now,
They fooled us because Paul Maurice said it at the end of the year. I know. They fooled a lot of people. Let's just put it this way. Because Paul Maurice said at the end, towards like last 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the season, we don't care where we finish. Come on, Mo. Like, you want home ice advantage. No, we don't care where we finish. He kept saying it. Well, you know what? He was 100% true. He did not care because they won all three games in Tampa. Goes 0-for-3 on home ice in this series. Unbelievable.
And you know why, obviously, Maurice would say something like that? Because they already had their Game 7 on home ice victory last year. It's like, once you accomplish all these things, you feel like you can do everything. Paul Maurice has believed he could do anything with every team ever since he's come into the NHL in his 20s. Like, and that's why he's still...
The Hartford Whalers.
Okay. He may not have believed the Whalers were going to win the cup and needed home ice in a Game 7.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. Like,
well, back then, there was so Game 5 confident. In the Adams divisions.
Paul Maurice is so confident, right?
Oh, yeah.
Has always been that way. So whether you want to dive into what's real and what's not, he can truly say anything, and his team tends to back it up now. But anyway, the Tampa situation is definitely, I mean, if you're a betting person, You think Cooper stays or not?
I think he's gone.
Yeah.
If I was a betting person, I think that John Cooper is going to be gone. And the
why
reason
would this
why
be? Because Tampa has new ownership and Tampa is changing, or because Tampa has traded away all the draft picks and John Cooper secretly loves all the draft picks?
No. I think that John Cooper and Tampa would be one of those Mike Sullivan Pittsburgh Penguins mutually parting ways of saying, like, hey, we agree that it's better for everybody to China kind of go in our own direction. I think Tampa at this point, look, they went to three straight finals. It was really hard because they went to a finals in the bubble and then a final in when there was no fans, but it was challenging. And they won two cups in challenging circumstances. They've had their success. Now it's going the other direction. And we look at the roster and what they had to go with this year, playing 11 forwards because they didn't have the depth, having, you know, Gonsalves, who's been good, but you have Chafee and Zimgus, and we know that, like, they bring back Yanni Gord. They didn't have Bjorkstrand, and I get that's a big part, but I think John Cooper would look at this and say, it's time for somebody else. Somebody else to go ahead. Like, Paul Maurice did that in Winnipeg. Time for somebody else to take over. I've done everything I could do with this team. Time for somebody else to take over. I think John Cooper, same mindset. Probably say, it's time for somebody else to take over. And knowing I'm John Cooper, it so happens that I could probably give my pick of the litter of where I want to go right now and what I want to do.
So forget the Utah rumor. Where do you think he should go?
You know where he should go.
A lot of openings, man.
He should go to Anaheim. What? He should go to Anaheim.
Why?
Because it's California. I have a feeling John Cooper would love the lifestyle in California. And that team is going to be good. That team is going to be good, Duffer. And I know they're in this search of a coach. And I think Anaheim is a very, very desirable destination right now. I think it's Utah or nothing for John Cooper. I think it's if he wants to leave, he leaves to go to Utah. If he doesn't want to go to Utah, he stays in Tampa. But I think that door is open and will potentially open, and they will make that happen.
Hmm. Interesting.
Go with his old buddy, Mikhail Sergachev in Utah.
Yeah, but I mean, Steven Stamkos would be also an old buddy too.
In Nashville? Yeah, I mean, you could see that too. If Barry Trotz decides to call John Cooper and say, we'd like you in Nashville, all of a sudden we're going to have 12 openings in the National Hockey League because all these good coaches are there. Well,
the best part about tonight is it's a game night for the Americans, and they have an opportunity to sweep away Syracuse after winning the first two games on home ice. It's game three tonight, 7 p.m. start, and thrilled to be joined by head coach Michael Leone of the Amerks right now. Michael, welcome into Sabres Live. Great to see you again. First time this year, you will not have Lukas Rusek in the lineup. He was the only Amerk so far to have played in all 74 games to date. Wahlberg is healthy, though, so he's coming back in. How does this impact your lineup?
Yeah, Rus is, I think if it was you know, if we were in a kind of elimination game tonight, I think he would go. I'm not going to get into details on what it is, but he's a warrior. He's been a great player for us. He's a gamer. You know, his ability to play, and I just think, you know, he's played in a lot of hockey in his time over here, and he's really late game situations, his ability to make plays in pressure situations. So it's a big loss for sure, but I think at any time this year, everybody's going through it, and it'll be nice to get Wally back. Wally was playing some really good hockey for us, his speed, his physicality for a big guy, so we're excited to get him in the lineup.
And I want to go back in the first two games, and more importantly, game two. You guys have a really tough one goal win in game one, and you turn around and put that performance in game two, winning 4-0. As a coach, you laid out a plan before game two. Do you feel like it was checkmark alongside every item that you laid out on the board before the game?
Other than going 30% in the face-off circle.
Yeah, face-offs, mace-off, whatever.
I really like the way we played. I think in the playoffs, you see it in the NHL, you see it in our league. There's not, you know, the game is played in the neutral zone a lot of times, you know, and there's not a lot of odd man rushes. I think there's been one odd man rush in two games in our series. So the game is played. You don't get really a lot of ozone time, a couple of extended shifts, but I really like how we defended against that team in our own zone. Dev did a great job getting whistles when he had to, especially in the second period. We lost a lot of faceoffs, and I think it helped us. It's kind of been ingrained in our group throughout the course of the season. We've been in a lot of leads going into third periods and understanding how you have to play the game and the game management side of it, and guys did an incredible job of, you know, we bent a couple times, but we didn't break. And when Dev needed to come up big for us, he did. Special teams has been great through two games, and just really like our group and how we responded, especially a desperate team that second game, you know. And the game was probably a lot closer than the 4-0 game. It was really tight.
Yeah.
But we did a great job finding ways in the third period to really play a smart game. And really proud of the guys.
You say you didn't win a lot of faceoffs in the second period, but you won a big one that led to Yuri's goal. So it's when you win them and what you do with them that matters.
For sure. Like the other one too, on Klager's point shot, Yuri won a faceoff. It was we had Dunner's line out there. It was a ozone faceoff. Got those.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Guys out there. And then Vinny Prospel made a big-time call on the power play one. He put Dunner out there to take the face off, and Vinny was fist pumping after that. But it was a great call by him, and sometimes the players make the coach look smart.
Well, you also have to deal with, as a coach, you know, the loss due to injury of Sebi Komarov on the back line. Yeah, Brännström coming in. Again, how does that impact the group?
Yeah, Komi, it's unfortunate, you know, the play that happened. He's a great kid. He was playing great hockey. He just got caught. Unfortunate play. And, you know, Brännström at the start of the series, we had, you know, really good talk with him, as we're going to need him at some point. He's played good hockey for us. He has a lot of experience. He's played in the NHL for the last 2 out of 3 years. So, you know, provides a little different, probably puck moving ability and ability to transport pucks out of our own zone. So we're excited to get him in the lineup. I think with our depth, you know, our forward groups and D groups, we've been really consistent with our depths. Everyone contributed all season, and I think it's really showing now.
Obviously, you know, Sevi Komarov got hurt in that fight, but, you know, it's been pretty physical. I you know, from watching and hearing, like, Consolanius talked about it in between periods on the broadcast, and, yeah, it's physical. There's a big difference between the regular season and the playoffs. Do you feel like most of the younger guys, like the Consta and, you know, the prospects for the Sabres, have stepped up to the physicality in the first two games?
Yeah, really good. Like Consta has the ability to almost like you talked to him before the series of being like a Brad Marchand, like a rat, kind of. Like he has that ability to, when he's engaged in the hockey game, when he's after whistles, like when he's, when there's confrontation in his game, it really gets him going, and he's been great. Noah's line kind of goes unnoticed sometimes. I played Noah against Connor Sheary and Finley. I thought he did a great job away from the puck. I thought he was elite. All of our young guys have been great, and I think it's just, it's been ingrained in the group of how you need to play at this time of the year. So we wanted to, you know, start this earlier in the season, and the guys have bought into it. So when you get into this atmosphere, we're ready for it. And I think the guys have reacted really well.
Fair to say that Kozak and Kulik have returned in the form that you were hoping?
Yeah. Yeah. I knew it would take a couple games, especially for Yuri playing at the NHL level and then not playing here for a while. Just, he hasn't played with these guys. So we put Rosie back with him, the guy that's played with him the most. And I think that really helped the second half of the game. That line had a lot of life. And then, you know, Cozy just does so many things on the penalty kill. A lot of times shift after goals, I'll throw him and Dunner out there, and it's probably the most confident I am, you know, like with those guys. Like they just, I spot those guys a lot, him and Dunner, certain D-zone faceoffs. And I think Yuri's starting to, you know, he started to get it in the third period where he was skating and really using his speed. And I think if you would ask him, I think he's played good. I think there's another level he could still get to. And I knew the first couple of games, you know, everyone was excited to get them back, and I was too, but it does take a little bit of feeling out to get used to it. And I think it's good that we've got through the first couple games where, you know, our probably top guys have a little bit more, and our depth guys have been off the charts, and it's a good feeling to have as a coach.
As a goalie, when I looked at the shot clock and it was a big difference between the shots against and the shot for, I didn't care. I was like, I'm doing my job. I keep bringing it. Like I'll look better at the end of the night because I'll have faced more shots. And, you know, if the game is going the right way, I'm sure Devin was feeling that well in game two. The shots were climbing and he was able to get the shutout. But what's the feeling on the bench when everybody's looking at the shot clock and all of a sudden you're looking in the third period and you're being badly outshot? It's like, you know, almost 30 to 10 at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's usually the other way around for us. You know what I mean? Like I think it was just one of those games where we've had them throughout the course of the season where we're, and I think a lot of that had to do with like us not having the puck, and we were on our heels a bit. But I think when you look back at the game and you watch the game back, I thought our guys did an incredible job of their big, you know, almost like Florida in a way where they're going D to D, low to high, and they're pounding it again, guys. Mm-hmm. To the net. I thought we did a really good job in the stuff we talked about, Marty, where Dev's development, like the ability to get a whistle when you need to get a whistle, yep, and then put pucks in the corners where it's not that second, third opportunity in the slot. And I thought we did a great job of that. And he had to make a couple really big time saves that he needed to make. That was huge for the group. But I thought we did an incredible job when you look back on the chances we gave up in the inner slot. It was less than about five, which is really good, but it was heavy volume, and that's what they will do to you sometimes. But I thought we did a great job getting through that, and Dev was incredible at managing his game.
Michael, thank you. As always, good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys.
See you. Coach of the Amerks, Michael Leone. It's game three tonight. Amerks trying to wrap it up in Syracuse, and with that, they would then be awaiting what comes next. And right now, last night, Laval was able to defeat Cleveland in the opener of their series. And not to foreshadow too much, but the two-time defending champion Hershey Bears open up their playoffs with another shutout from Hunter Shepard. So They appear to once again be on the right path after another excellent regular season. And who knows, maybe we will see Bears Amherst again as these playoffs roll on.
So when we look at teams in the Eastern Conference of the, you know, the AHL, so now Montreal is out of the playoffs, so they'll get Caden Primo back in Laval, although Jacob Fowler played yesterday. So it'll be interesting to see if they play the young college guy that just ended his year, his college season, or Caden Primo, who's had a fantastic season in Primo. The AHL. I would think so, but you know what? I remember when Carey Price got to the AHL, played with my brother in Hamilton, and Yann Denny was having a fantastic season that year. And all of a sudden, Carey Price comes in from juniors. Bob Gainey was the GM, called Don Lever, Buffalo's own Don Lever, was coaching there. Says, want you to play Carey Price. What are you talking about? Want you to play Carey Price. Yann Denny is a all-star. Mm-hmm. He's one of these, he's top two goalie in the league. Yep. Like, well, we got to think about the big clubs. So I think Primo is the guy, but they may balance it out. Fowler did get a win, and that was good for him. And Hershey, when Logan Thompson was hurt mm-hmm. with the Washington Capitals, they did not call Hunter Shepard up. Right. They called the other guy so Shepard could stay in Hershey. He's their mm-hmm. guy in Hershey. Yeah, so he's their guy, and they really believe in him with the Hershey Bears.
And unfortunately, Jet Greaves couldn't believe that he was playing Toronto. It was, in fact, Laval, and he was on the wrong end of it last night on a 3-2 loss.
He's beaten Toronto. That's 16-0.
These things happen. Yeah, it would be really, you know, a huge step forward here for the Amherst if they can wrap this up early. Obviously, yes. With Tampa out, you know, Connor Geeky's going to be back in the Syracuse lineup tonight, and you know, they the only thing that looks different than in past years, and unfortunately for the Amherst, they've seen it every time they've played Laval, is the fact that Alex Barry-Boulay is not with Syracuse anymore.
Yeah,
but he's still in the division, so
and he's in Laval.
Yes. Anyway, that annual nightmare is not a threat right now in this head-to-head series. I like the Amherst chances of wrapping it up tonight. I really. Super, yeah. Super impressed with their depth, and I think you know, the absence of Rusek notwithstanding, I think Wahlberg has an opportunity playing with Oslin tonight to come in and have an immediate impact here in Game 3.
It's nice if you lose Rusek to have Anton Wahlberg draw in, right? So yeah. You're thinking, okay, this is a guy that can have an impact and play a big role in the game. I loved. So we talked to Nathan Page. You know, last week on this program, we've talked to Vinny Prospel before. Michael Leone has been on many, many times. I love the chemistry, the dynamic exchanges that they have and the decisions mm-hmm. that they make. They look, when I was in the AHL, my first year, we had one coach, Brian McCutchen. He didn't even have assistant coaches. And now they have staffs. Mm-hmm. They have, like, they look at everything. They look at analytics. I love that this is the same way you would run an NHL team. The AHL is being run at the same level, and Rochester is being run at that level. So when they're looking at the numbers, the possession numbers, they're looking at faceoffs. But I love what Michael Leone says. We had 30% faceoffs. That was the only thing. Yeah, but he did point out, with a little help by us, the ones that mattered and the decisions that they made are like, right here, let's put Josh Dunn on that face-off because he has success, let's see, on the left side of the circle against this guy. That's looking at the numbers. That's running it like an NHL team, and they're doing that in Rochester.
He's also rounding up because he was talking about it being closer to 20% after the actual win in game two. So I like his positive thinking here as he heads into game
three. It was an audit on the face-offs after game one, game two.
Big weekend in Buffalo at KeyBank Center. Bandits are home tomorrow for game one of the NLL semifinals against Vancouver. And on Saturday, sold out show. Comedian Shane Gillis is in town. You can enter to win an opportunity to watch this from a suite. 4 suite tickets. Enter now, sabres.com/Shane. Darren Dreger coming up, going around the NHL when we come back on Sabres Live.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.